Hello and welcome. This file is called Workout Submissive Couch to 5K, and it's going to motivate you to start a 10-week, 3 workouts a week exercise program to be able to roughly run about 5 kilometers. If you're listening to this file, you should have listened to Workout Submissive before. You're going to dedicate this workout to me and to your dominant if you have one. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily lay back and relax. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, relax. Get ready to go into a deep and wonderful trance with me. And let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now the chain hangs there slack between us, and then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links till I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. It's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taking over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20.
falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better, the closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to change your mind a little bit. If you're listening to this file, you should have already listened to Workout Submissive. And this file is going to challenge you to go from couch to 5K in 10 weeks. That's right. You want to work out at least 3 times every single week for the next 10 weeks. Now, you should have already listened to Workout Submissive and know how it works. You can submit this exercise to me and to your dominant if you have one and want to submit this workout to them and to me, you will just be twice as motivated. And you know that when I'm talking about submitting to me in this file, that you are also submitting this to your dominant. Now let's begin. And right now, right here, right this moment, I want you to make a decision. I want you to make the decision to dedicate this workout to me and to your dominant if you have one. For the next 10 weeks, you're going to do this workout. It's going to be 30 workouts during the next 10 weeks with a maximum of 30 minutes each. And right now, I want you to make the choice that you want to dedicate this workout to me. Right now, I want you to submit the work in the workout to me. You want to show me that you can do it. You want to make me proud. And you want to make your dominant proud if you have one. So right now, decide that you want to do it with your full heart, with full motivation. Or stop listening to this file right now. And you are still here. That's wonderful. Thank you for your dedication. And thank you for confirming to your subconscious mind that this is what you want to do. Because having confirmed this to your subconscious mind will make it easy for me to program the desire to pull through with this workout into your mind. Your subconscious mind knows that it's what you want. And your subconscious mind also understands that this workout will have a wonderful positive effect on your health. And that's another good reason to accept all of my suggestions and make them happen. And now that we have established that I have the full cooperation of your subconscious mind, let's continue with the safety. Because the most important thing I want from you is that you will always keep yourself safe. That's right. You will never push yourself too far. You will never push yourself on if something hurts. You will always take care of yourself first. You understand that this rule is the most important rule for me. And you know that a good workout submissive will always adhere to this rule. And that's why you will always adhere to this rule. And now that you know that you will always keep yourself safe, let's begin. 3 workouts a week, 10 weeks, 30 little workouts you're dedicating to me and to your dominant. And you already dedicated them to me and to your dominant if you have one. It means your word is already given. And now it's up to you to make me proud and to make your dominant proud by getting your ass up 3 times a week. And because you gave your word, you will find that for the next 10 weeks, the desire to do it will be always there in your mind. You will want to do your workout. And if you try to ignore it, you will find that this pressure will grow inside of you, this need to do it, this pressure growing up in your body, becoming stronger and stronger. And maybe you will even feel something like guilt. Because you know that you not only promised it to yourself and that you should do it because it's good for your body and it's healthy, but you also promised it to me and to your dominant if you have one. That's right. And because you promised it to me and to your dominant if you have one, you will feel this guilt creeping up. And because you promised it yourself, this guilt will become even stronger. And it will just grow and grow and grow and grow until sooner or later you're going to do it. You have pledged those 10 weeks, those 30 workouts, and this desire will keep growing inside of you until you do it. That's right. You have given a promise, and this desire will haunt you and will make you get up and go out there and do it. And you know that every day you are going to have to do 3 workouts. And yet, there are also 3 opportunities. 3 opportunities to make me proud. 3 opportunities to make your dominant proud. 3 opportunities to improve your own health. 3 opportunities to improve your own fitness. And you will find that every time you do it, you will feel it. You will feel the submissive joy. You will feel the submissive bliss. You will feel how easily your mind empties out, and you will just walk or run while feeling the submissive bliss filling your mind. Of course, you will always be aware of your surroundings and always keep yourself safe, especially if you're jogging close to traffic. And yet you will feel the submissive joy, you will feel the submissive pleasure driving you on. You will know that you are making me proud and that you are making your dominant proud if you have one. This bliss will just be with you and you will feel amazing. And yet, there's even something better, because you will find that as soon as you've done it and you're back home, that you will check the task, that you will check your workout. And when you check it, you will feel a massive wave of bliss. You will feel how proud you make me. You will feel how proud you make your dominant if you have one. And this bliss, this joy about making me proud and making your dominant proud, will send you into a deep submissive bliss together with the endorphins from working out. And it will make you feel really good, really happy, and really, really submissive. Because you know, it's just the reward for a task well done. You have done your workout. You have made me proud. You have made your dominant proud. And it's just wonderful. And you deserve to feel this wonderful. And of course, this wonderful, amazing bliss you are going to feel will motivate you to work out the next time, will make it easier to get your ass up next time. And as you realize that you are getting better and better, that you are getting fitter, that you can run longer and faster and further, you will find that it motivates you, not only because you're getting fitter and you're getting better, but also because you know you're making me proud and you're making your dominant proud. Not just because you're getting fitter, but also because you're getting healthier. And that's a wonderful gift to give. And knowing how proud it makes me and your dominant if you have one will just keep you motivated. Will just make you want to go on, to do more, to go faster, to push yourself a little bit further. Because you are a workout submissive and you want to go from couch to 5K. Because you know it's not just good for your body and your health, but it will also give you a hell of a lot of submissive bliss along the way. And whenever you're working out, whenever you feel it, whenever you feel how much you're working, how hard it is, you will know that it's a gift to me and to your dominant if you have one. You're working out for me. You know, you're doing this hard work as a submissive act, and it will help you. It will make it a little bit easier, because you're going to feel all the submissive joy that comes from working out for me and for your dominant if you have one. You will be twice as motivated to just go on, because the submissive bliss will just spur you on, will just push you on, will just help you to keep going. And also because you know you're going to become more healthy, and you know that's a wonderful and amazing gift to me and to your dominant. That's right. And now it's almost time to wake you back up. And as I wake you up, every single number will reinforce all my suggestions. And yet, before I wake you up, let's make sure that the craving to do your workout, to do your task, your first task, will already be growing strong. And you know that every day, the desire to do the next task will grow back stronger and stronger. And if you try to ignore it, it will just grow exponentially, become overwhelming, and you will feel the guilt. The guilt that will push you to do it anyway. And now it's time to wake you up. I'm counting up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now, 0. Go a little bit deeper and allow all my suggestions to sink even deeper into your mind, knowing you're going to have to do it, knowing your subconscious mind knows it's your decision and it's beneficial for your health, and that's why your subconscious mind will play along. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Coming back with every number. And 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy the state for just a moment longer, and with the next number you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Of course, I'm very curious about your successes. Please keep me up to date. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.